Simon Shin Samar Vog Sifir Alam. Benechaburish, Ayim Subin Lechol. Bekirish Aleim Ayon.
So they were all sitting down to eat together. And so there's a halacha that they're sitting together as a unit, and they started the meal. Shabbos starts, so they stop, they make kiddush, and they continue the meal. So the bread which is on the table can be designated as it becomes the Erev Lechem. No, they're already eating.
I thought it has to be a complete pass.
So that's a good question. So Mishnah Berurah deals with that question. So we had before that a case where he's being mezaka the pass for them. In Sif Zayin, we had Imechem Mezaka Lekulam Yochel La'Arev Prusa. So if one balabai, if the balabai is enjoying inviting them all as his guests, so as long as there's enough, the shear of the amount of bread is left, even though it's a prusa, is acceptable. They have to be sitting inside of a house, which is, it's a valid place to place an Erev. Now the Ramah adds another case. So they have a bread which is not part of the meal, it's not being used, it was set aside, it belongs to all of them, Meshutvis. So that's mamish, it's bread which is Meshutvis, so you can use that for the Erev as well. Mishabura Ayin Beis. B'nei Chabura, Ashvinan V'zeh Shnei Devorim. Echad Avogav Shal Hinichu Mitkila L'Shem Eruv. They didn't put it there for Eruv, they put it as part of the bread for the meal. B'gam Dafilu Oysapas L'Hoyim Mitkila Shal Kulam. Kim Shabal Abayis Shezimnam Lisot Mishaloi. L'Hitta Lehem Oysapas B'Ferish. So it's not like we had in Sif Yud where he's being mocked into Ayin Ayachar. It's his bread. He's inviting them. Right? He wasn't mezakeh to them. He invited them to join him for the meal. So he gave them rights over the bread, and they can eat as much bread as they want, etc. So they received some rights in the bread. And therefore, as long as it was intact at the beginning of Shabbos, i.e. Ben HaShemoshes, it's a valid Erev. A pasha al shulchan, ayin gimel. Look her, yeah.
All everyone within the chatzar needs to be able to be at that suda before Shabbos, or just
yes, yeah. So in case he wasn't mezaka to them, so the only eitzah would be that they were all there eating together, so they all got rights in the bread, the rights of achila. There is there's an interesting shiloh when I invite somebody for a meal, and I put food in front of him, does the food become his? I mean, the case which the poskim dealt with is a case where the person took his portion as mekadesh anisha with it. So then from there they moved to the matzah shayla. So now by matzah there are many rishonim which hold the din of lechem by matzah. So when I invite my guests, and I put even my bnei bayis, not just the guests, they also have to have lechem by the matzah. So if you don't assume that a portion is automatically a haknoa, so is it called lechem? And then Echanami, those Rishonim, the Pesachim say you would have to be makdeh to them explicitly. But over here we're saying even if it's not a haknoah, that you don't need a haknoah, you just need that they should have Rishus on it. And they have Rishus on it.
Doesn't it
fall with
the fact that it's
not really a dinner
ownership?
Yeah. I think it's true. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not Shabbos, like,
even though we did we have to do a valid ma'aseh zikri yagidei acher. It has to be some halachic right.
Right.
So over there I was mazaka to them. Over here by the act I was mazing them for the meal. They gave them rights.
Right.
I can't turn to say, I don't mind you eating it. That wouldn't be enough. It has to be that they're there and they have a right to it. Yeah.
Pesach matzah. Why can't you be mocking the matzah on Pesach?
You could.
Right.
But you'd have to be makna. You know, if you don't assume that the stam das hakmo, when I invite somebody for the meal, there's you're eating my bread, I'm allowing you to eat my bread. So for matzah, that's not enough. You need, it's according to many rishonim, you need, it should be your matzah that you're eating, not my matzah that I'm allowing you to eat.
This din would have to go like the sheet does it hold that you don't have to be the first machnet.
Right, this din he's saying, even if you hold over there, you're not being machnet, but that doesn't bother me. Over here, you don't need that. If I'm being machnet, for sure it works.
Yeah.
Right? I'm saying, but if I'm not being machnet, so the chur, how should it work? The answer is you don't need that. That's really, you own the Erev. You should have halachic skuyas on the Erev. Charbinan Shia Oz, okay, I give him. Charbinan Shia Oz, a dying etzlom, pasach, shom, has at least one loaf still shalay. So it's not exactly the case of Siv Zion, because over there I explicitly was mazaka to them. Over here, each one is eating up from his own, as it were, in a certain sense. So it's by virtue of taking it to your seat, whatever it is, you're taking something. It's not a real ownership, so maybe you still need shalem. I don't know. I'm not sure 100% what his issue is. Why you find the chilek is the chilek, but fine. I would have said it's Siv Zion. If they're eating b'chatzal, the b'chatzal abar dirahu, because it has to be. The whole point is that the place where my bread is, that becomes a makom dira. Therefore, I'm living there. Well, I'm not living in the chatzal. I'm living in a house. Okay. Then he said, the rabbi added, if there was a loaf of bread that they owned b'shutvis, so that's pasha that works. Ayin hey, who did yeshlem din ze who zume tzarch lemezu. According to what we said, the case here was you don't own the bread, but the case of the invitation. If you own the bread, it's a kavu charmer, right? And even on both scenarios, there is no active intent to be shmi for the purpose of the erev, right? But if that's true in the scenario number one, then that's true. So scenario number two, where they only b'shut this, even though they didn't join together for the purpose of erev, will make a difference. So the first case is a little bit circular. The first case is the bigger case than the second case. Sometimes we speak out the second case even though it's obvious. Okay? So what's the chiddush in the second case? So Mr. Brewer, maybe the chiddush is like this. The Sefer Shabbos costs. So the Sefer, Shabbos wrote, Kamash Alom, the Sefer Alom, Ches HaShukayim, Misha Ein Yoydin Ba'atzman, Shun Mekin Lo Aches Kosei. So in the case of the meal, the case of the Makaber, you see the bread in front of you. In case of the loaf that they had a Meshutvis, maybe an Akberated. So it's also, you have a right to assume that it's still there because it didn't come up. Okay. Fine. It'll also work as a case for Shutif and Mavuz, even though it's placed in one of the various different chaseris.
What's the
I'm not sure what he feels he needs to point that out. So, it's an interesting question. Let's say you have a group of Jews which are spending their Shabbos in a hotel together. But they're all eating from there's a Baal Simcha and he's invited them all to eat. So there'll be this din. They're all eating the same table. Right? Right? So,
In this scenario, it's better than that case. They started the meal already. They already got the sous and the bread. Oh, there, I invited you for the meal. I haven't given you the sous and the bread until we sit down to the meal at 10 o'clock tonight. So, therefore, there are some who are arguing that scenario. You still need to make room for Tetzaira. Over here, you started the meal already. So, you already got their sous and the bread. As opposed to in a scenario where they're theoretically going to get a sous and the bread, but I don't really have the right to the bread until when you join me in the meal. You have a right to eat. You don't have a right to be tevei of the meal. That's, you know, I invited you, but you say, it's not the same. You don't get the halacha sous until the meal comes. So it comes out banish moshe, so you didn't have an eruv. So therefore, those who argue, even in the case of the hotel, where they're all eating from one communal meal, they still, you need a room of chaserus. And this case is different because they started the meal already. Okay. Yud Beis. So the katan owns the house in the chaser. So the apitropis is with the cast of case of room of chaserus is each household would contribute a lechem. So the katan's household is going to contribute a lechem. The apitropis is going to take a lechem from the household and give it for the katan. Even though he's giving something of the katan away, we discussed this once. I'm trying to remember where. There's a fascinating source about Zachin May Adam and Zachin Le Adam. We discussed this once. Remember, I remember what was the topic? What was the scenario we discussed? The Ksois brings from the Chumash Adashin that the evil is in Zachin Le Adam. What about a case where it's a benefit from the person to take away from him? Does the din of schia allow me? It does empower me to take from somebody. The scenario that he gave was a case where the minute was they wouldn't bake the dough, so that they would turn off Rishkan. Dough, as it rises, the dough becomes sour. The more it rises, the more sour it becomes. How do you stop the process of souring? By baking it. Well, it's one of the ways of stopping. But that's what you bake it. When you bake the process, it kills the yeast. There's no more rising. So the Baal Basta made a dough. The Jewish Mishareses was left there. Baal Basta did not tell her to take off kavod. The dough is rising. The way you're going to save the dough, not lose the whole dough, is by baking it. You can't bake it until you take off the precious kavod. So she wanted to go after the skia to save the whole dough, take the challah off of the dough. But taking the mice, you're taking away from the person. You're giving it to the kohen. So you're being zochen mei adam. You're doing the skia, but the skia is from the person, not to the person. So the choice brought in the triple sense, and that doesn't work. Zochen le adam amin, and zochen mei adam lo amin. Even though it's a benefit, that doesn't empower me to take away.
Why is it adam? Because then people can eat
it. I can make you a shliach. But I didn't make you a shliach. I want to come on my own, become a shliach to be ma'afresh from Truma to save you a loss. But I'm taking away from you.
Why is it Ra'adam? Because then the people can eat the challah.
What?
Why is it Ra'adam? Because then the challah can be eaten.
That's true. You're gaining. Obviously, it's a skier. You're gaining the whole challah, but you're doing the act of taking away.
Maybe I misunderstood. I thought you said if it's Ra'adam, the person benefits, then you can take away the skier by taking away.
I said even if it's a schia, it's only if I'm giving you something through schia. If I'm taking something from you for your benefit, it's also I can't do it. That's the zochem yadam lo amin.
I missed the word.
Right. So zochem yadam. So over here, I want the cotton to get the right to carry on Shabbos. How am I going to do it? By taking away a loaf and giving it into the communal pot. Right. So I'm doing this. The apitropis's point is they act for the benefit of the cotton, and he's cotton can't make him a shliach. There's no dinner of cutting the man of shliach. His kriya comes through a cast of skiyah, but he's being zaytah. He's taking away from the cotton a loaf, giving it to everybody else, and that allows the cotton now to have the benefit. See, Zachem Yadam. So it works. So why does it work? So that's the chiddush of this din. Okay. So ayin zayin. Yochel arbadai. Afilu mishel hakotan. So if I want to take my own bread and give it for the cotton, you apichopis, that's not a problem, right? But I want to take from the cotton. And if he says midai, I tell him and he's agreeable for me to take it. So I'm not using the din of skiing, even though he doesn't have me a shliach, but he agreed to it. So he's asking me to do it. But at shlo midai, so I want to use the parsha of skiing meyodom to take away from him. So how does that work? Neshehu loy kiben bayis. Shechol arv mishal bala bayis. Shlomi daito. Kama shi ispar. Sim yishin zamazayin. So we'll see in the next simon that we can take from the bala bayis even shlomi daito. So we're going to argue that the relationship of the apichopis to the cotton, even though the cotton really owns it, so the cotton becomes the bala bayis. Apichopis is scared when the kitosh of balabayas can take from the balabayas, because that's the procedure which is normally done, and that was acceptable for Ruben Chazeres. Okay. So we'll see later on. There's a little steerable to keep going. And even if I have a goy working for me, the goy can take, because it's part of the function of what he's doing in the bayis. You don't need part of shlichus. It isn't, but it still works. So along the same lines over here, Yod Gimel Mitzvah Lachzer Achar Ruben Chatzeres. Okay. This is a one line sif, right? Mitzvah Lachzer Achar Ruben Chatzeres. Shabura Kadesh Shlo Yavor Lital Tov Yisur. So in Ayin Ches, Shabura says the point you started that there's. So now, does this same concept apply to making tikkuni mavuos? Tikkun around the ear. So, like everything else in the world of halacha, it's machlokes, right? But when the issue of the heir of Borah Park came up, so Menashe Klein, when he wrote his series of tshuvas, he wrote a long series of tshuvas to be matarid. So one of the first things he wrote about, the first thing he wrote about was Rimush held you couldn't. So he first wrote a 10-page tshuva. Why, even though he's nothing compared to Moshe, he has the right to argue with Moshe. Halachically, he's allowed as a katan to be chalak with the god. Like, as their character Moshe, he felt first he had to be mazur, why he has the chutzpah even to do this. Then the second thing he spoke about was that there's a shum chasam sofer, that this halacha of mitzvah achar achar rubeis hateris means not only the erev of the bread, it means making the tikkun around. The case of it was you have a chutz, it's already closed. If people can be tempted to carry, make a chutz and allow them to carry. They really shouldn't come to be metaltavis. But who said that if you have a place that's not enclosed, there's a mitzvah to enclose it, make it sure it's a pesach, whatever it is, to allow tiltum, mechadesi. Some service says there is.
Even though the brach is dafka on the air, I don't know if it's a pesach on the tikkun.
Well, this is over here, some of the air.
But there's a brach on that, I'm saying.
Correct, the brach is on that, right.
Right.
Correct.
So the
some service says, no, it applies the same, but since the lum is ishul, you're willing to tell to be sir, since that's the reason, therefore, making a tikkun around the city is also a mitzvah. That's the next step. What he says, if we can find a way to make a tikkun around this area to prevent people from carrying beer, so we should do so. And then he explained. Then he proceeded, and that got more than one line. He got a few pages about other places which are shubas which agree to that yesod. And then he went to the actual some issue of can you make a tikkun around Brooklyn, Brooklyn Park or not?
I missed the point about the idea of being able to. What was his svara to make a tikkun based on
which part?
I'm sorry, I missed the last set of.
the next question was, okay, so I've been given rishus to present my opinion. So my first step is, should we do this? Not can we do this, but should we do this? So he says, yes, we should do this. Because I have this thing over here, a mitzvah acher, lachzer acher, shirubei chatzeris, so, which the Levush and others explained because Keshiyovu l'tal to me'isr, so does that extend to also a mitzvah to create a mechitza around the city? So he says, yes. That's a chazam sofer. Okay. Mavorach, you dial Mavorach Mitzvah Zeruv. See the Bracha Mitzvah Zeruv. Ein Tess. A filo Adam Acher Sheno Dor Ba'isach Ir Beretz Lishma Shabbos Shabbos Yachol Varach Barach Zu. The Ha Ilu Loi Eruvu Hoya Gamhu Asa Latalto. Vimkein Gamhu Shaych Lo Eruv. So anybody who is being affected by the Eruv can be can say he has all mitzvahs Eruv to make the Eruv. Very much. Some the oil is ever very low. Okay. Imeniach a ruvei tefshilim a ruvei chaterus b'sman echad. So I'm making a ruvei tefshilim. It's erev. It's Pesach. It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. We said that the mesenah was minig was to make the ruvei chaterus erev Pesach. So I'm making ruvei chaterus and a ruvei tefshilim, and I'm doing them now both at the same time. They both get the same bracha.
Meaning before Yontif, not like we were talking about the scenario of if it's Yontif today, then.
No, the regular, he's doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Right? So it's so Wednesday afternoon, he's making a Ruben Chatzeris and he's making a Ruben Tevshim. So the luck is, he can make before Bracha Achaz al Shtein. But he says, the Hanal Mitzvah is a Ruben. But now, after we say the bracha, we say a paragraph explaining what we just did, and that's ma'akim because we're designating it for a purpose.
It's ma'akim. I thought you said even if you don't know it's there, you can do it on purpose. You have an error.
By Ruba Tashil is ma'akim. By Ruba Chaser, I'm not sure. Okay, Ruba Tashil is ma'akim. Okay. Fine. So you say each one. You say both paragraphs. Chayolim klal kubeis kasa shiaymer amitzes eruve tafshilan beruve chateris. So the nusach of the bracha is asher shabbos amitzivon tivano amitzes eruve tafshilan beruve chateris. That's the nusach of the bracha. That's quite a mouthful. He says one paragraph, including in it both concepts. I'm not sure what the lumbus of the two shitas are. Like why it's preferable to say it. To say it as one, or that, we have a general rule, we do not say two concepts in one book. And then the Rishon and the Gemara is already grappled with based on that cloud. So Menachem Tzir and Ubani Yerushalayim, how can you do that? It's in your echad. Al Arts al Mazon, it's two things. It's in your echad. Al Arts al Mitzvah. You know. All right. So the Gemara asked that question already. You're saying two different concepts in the Brach. No, it's one in you. Right. So if you're saying Hametz Eruv, we're making one Brach. We're saying a concept, conceptually, Eruv and Tavshil and Eruv and Chateris both only share one word. It's the word Eruv. But they're two different things. The Kayach of Ruvit Tavshilin is a totally different concept than the Kayach of Ruvit Chateris. That you should be able to be parallel both of them in one bracha. So since they both are called Eruv, and we make the bracha, it says Eruv, without saying what it's about, so I understand the first sheet that says, fine, same it says Eruv. And you're, even though it's applying to two things, it's just as equally applying to one as to the other. You're not being parallel to two things in the bracha. In the sense of you're saying, talking about two different things. According to the Chayyim, I was talking about two different things in one bracha. That's a Rebbe Kiddush. So I'm not sure why he does not feel the first option is a valid option, and why he feels his option is acceptable. first time to say Amos is Erevin.
Erevin
has it. Erevin,
yeah. Close to Erevin.
Okay. The Chayyadim says you say a full nusaf, a mitzvah's a ruvet, a shilma ruvet, a teres. Shipping mass with two and yadim and one ruv.
The question is, why is the
Chayyadim not learned like the first opinion? And why does he feel what he's doing is acceptable? Because it's, you're saying two and yadim and one ruv. Okay, now take a look at the beer log over here, Mavore. B'mokim shenogu lasus b'shil kol alkohol b'er Pesach. So the shul, the rav made erubik hatzeris er Pesach with matzah, which can last the whole year. So there's a standing erubik hatzeris in place for the whole city. V'echaroytz lasus la'atzman b'kol erub Shabbos. K'mo shekosu kamach ra'adim l'chakil otoyim linu kein. Because the yearly erubik hatzeris does have, and we saw before, like you're using a breira to include the people which came. We're using a breira to include the people who left. It seems to be there wasn't the kindness because out to make your erubik hatzeris on a regular basis, right? So you should still do it. So the next question is, what is you and what is it? Or so what are you doing? So I'm doing for myself. So what does that mean? I can't make a erubik hatzeris for myself. So he says like this. Obviously, you can't make a bracha on it because it's not. There's already a erubik hatzeris in place. But you should mezaken al yaday achar. Why? The mirtz of em is lach look out to mina here. Yishmakim lomer she yasu elu al elu. I'm the shemish inside the base. So we'll see later on. So the whole idea of a erubik hatzeris is we become one big happy family. So now we take all of the neighbors of the city. We combine them one big erubik hatzeris. We put it in the main shul of the city. Right, they used to have the shtot shul. Everything's wonderful. Comes along the people, the neighborhood, acts and say, let's make our own Erev. You just ask the whole city. You care. Right? So you put mezaken to the whole city. You present the whole city, but then the scenario when they get to us, the Erev is down. People in Warwick want to make their own Erev. Right? But they should be joined together in case the city Erev falls down. They're in the building, so they have mechitzas, but they need Rubik Hatzeris. But the Rubik Hatzeris is at the shul. They can't access that. So arguably they can't use that in Rubik Hatzeris. They want to make their own. But if they don't do it right, they're only doing it on Manas, that there's no Erev around the city. It means they're making their own Rubik Hatzeris. It's a very high wind. The Erev might fall down. Let's make a Rubik Hatzeris just in case. Well, you have to say it the right way, otherwise you're going to ask for the whole city. If we're saying, okay, we in the Warwick are now becoming all one big happy family, distinct from the rest of the city. That was not very helpful. That, number one. Number two, that could be, we discussed in that scenario, that even if they can't bring the Erev to themselves, but since they own the rights to it, they as a unit own the rights to it, they have their own tikkun, that could be that's enough without doing anything more. So it could be they don't have to do anything more. But what he pointed out is if they want to be lachakatsum in a year, so you might ask everybody. So
they could say, I'll deny if community is down for everyone.
Well, he least, you know, they have two options. They can say, we're only joining ourselves together, but only if it's necessary, or we can zaka to the whole city. And it's being kept here. So now, even if the city area goes down, and these people own it, they can't get it, it doesn't make a difference, because we own it. We plus everybody else owns it, but we have access to it, so we can get it. That's for sure the truth.
So it's not going to be a problem if the city area is up.
So that we all are one big happy family, and we happen to have two places where we're storing food. But we're still one functioning unit. Right.
Isn't this very weak language to become Nachon, not become Chayev? Nachon sounds like a chumrah, no?
Yeah, because I don't think we're assuming necessarily he means to exclude the rest of the city. If he would explicitly say he wants to exclude the rest of the city, that's more than enough.
But if he's not mezaka to anybody else, then he excluded. He's only, by definition, excluded.
I'm not sure.
Seems like a weaker language than
right. I'm not sure. Okay.